Raise a laugh, raise a laugh. When you're feeling sad or blue, just raise a laugh, and soon you'll find you're losing that crown. A smile will spread all over the town. Don't give in, try and grin. Don't be like a passport photograph. Come on and meet Ted Raine. He'll take your troubles away.
And raise a laugh.
Ted Raine.
Tonight, folks, tonight I'd just like to say a few words about the Forgotten Men. Stanley Black's orchestra. Yes, they're a grand bunch of musicians, and just before the show started, they were all in a small back room rehearsing. The way they played was amazing. The drummer went nap on an ace and four deuces. The most conscientious man of the lot is the bass player.
There he is.
How he loves that bass. Well, it's his home. He lives in the back, you know. You know, I saw him once with a double bass across his knees, playing it like a zither. I said, hey, Charlie, that's not the proper position to play the double bass.
He said, I know that, but when I put it under my chin, the spike sticks in my ear.
I come from a musical family, of course. My father, what a fiddler. He could play the violin, too. One day, he gave an organ recital in the Wigan Slaughterhouse. He was selling offal to the butchers. Seriously, though, his greatest triumph was on the violin. He was giving a concert when suddenly his bow broke in half, right in the middle of his arpeggio. Was he worried? No. He just plucked a long hair from his head and played on with that. And that's how my dad became the first man to play his own hair on a G-string. I'm thinking of going over to Ireland again soon. I went to the photographer for my passport. Funny thing, when you're going to Dublin nowadays, they don't photograph your face. They take a profile of your stomach. These photographers are doing pretty well these days, you know. Instead of the usual wooden chairs, this chap had lovely marble stools. Well, just before I came out, he went round and put a hot water bottle on each stool. So I said, what's the idea? You've got all those nice marble stools, and yet you're putting hot water bottles on each one.
He said, well, I'm just taking the chill off, old man. I've got half a dozen girls coming in from the windmill.
You had me worried for a minute there. Oh, well, no nudes is good nudes. See you later, folks.
Thank you.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shady lanes with your baby mine. You hold her hand and she holds yours, and that's a very good sign. That she's your tootsie wootsie in the good old summertime.
There's a time in each year that we always hold dear.
Good old summertime.
The birds and the trees and sweet scented breezes.
Good old summertime.
When your day's work is over, then you are in clover, and life is one beautiful rhyme.
No trouble annoying, each one is enjoying the good old summertime.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime.
Strolling down the lane without a sign of rain, a fine sunny afternoon. One day in June, we're waiting for the sun to sink behind the hill so we can spoon beneath the moon.
You hold her hand as she holds yours, and that's a very good sign.
That's easy, one and only, and you won't be lonely with your tootsie wootsie woo
in the good old summertime. Yes, she's your tootsie wootsie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Boys and Bells. Next week, the boys and girls will sing a little song entitled, A Flea Got Loose in the Harem, and That's Why the Favorite Was Scratched. We're all strange creatures, really, you know. We all like to create a good impression. A man, just to impress his boss, will take a bit of work home from the office, while his boss takes a bit of homework out from the office. I had a lot of work the other evening, and I must confess, I was a little late getting home. Oh, hello, darling. I'm sorry I've kept you waiting. I've been working late.
Working late, huh? Let me smell your breath.
Kitty, please, you don't mean to say you don't believe me.
Well, I believe you, darling. But we were going to the pictures tonight.
Oh, yes, I know, dear. Yes.
Well, I made your favorite dinner and it's ruined. But never mind, eat what you can and we'll just be in time for the big film.
Kitty, darling, I can't go tonight.
You can't go?
Mm.
I've done the housework, made the bed, stood in queues, argued with tradesmen, and now you tell me you can't go to the pictures.
But, darling, it isn't my fault.
My mother was right. All men are selfish.
Selfish? Selfish? I like that. I suppose you think we have orgies at the office, eh? Paper caps and cups of cocoa. Chase me around the waste paper basket. And hunt the paper clip.
No. You and your stuffy old office. My mother was right.
Your mother. The Gestapo in bloomers.
Well, why can't you go? You're home now.
I know I'm home. I know I'm home.
Well, go ahead. Let the neighbors know.
Not a bad idea. I will. Neighbors, we're having a row. Sarah Higgins. I can see you behind that curtain. Sarah Higgins, the female Molotov.
Oh. Will you please come inside?
Yeah. That'll keep him busy for a week.
Ted Ray, will you ever grow up?
Did you see her face?
No, but I'd like to have seen her face this afternoon.
Why? Had she watched it?
No, dear. You see, she was cleaning the windows, yes. And she went in for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So while she was away, I went and took the wash leather, you know, the one she borrowed off of 6 months ago.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, yes, I did.
And then she spent the rest of the afternoon looking for it.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, it's lovely. You mean you got our wash leather back? Mrs. Higgins doesn't know. You're not going to tell her. I'm going to ask Sam Higgins for it on Saturday, and they'll have to buy us another one.
That's right.
That's a clever girl.
Well, thank you, dear.
Ah, I'm in a good mood again. Mm-hmm. I love Mrs. Higgins. I could sit and thumb my nose at her all day.
Ted, darling, you know, I am very disappointed about the pictures.
Oh, yes. So am I, dear, but never mind. Look, you go on your own. I've got some accounts to do.
You mean to say you don't mind me going to the pictures all on my own?
Of course not, darling. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I love you. Come on, give us a kiss.
Now, stop it, Ted. Now, stop it.
Come on, give us a kiss.
No. The big picture will be on soon, and I want to see Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, Bogart can't kiss. Compared with me, he's like a Boy Scout. Give us a kiss.
Okay. Come on,
give us a
kiss. Now, darling, please. Well, all right. There.
More.
Will you stop being silly?
Oh, I'm bleeding.
No, that's lipstick.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, I'd better go. Now, Ted, are you sure you don't mind me going alone, darling?
Of course not, darling. Why should I mind? I trust you.
Oh. Well, suppose I went into the pictures and a man sat next to me.
That's all right, dear. When the lights went up, he'd move.
Yes. Why should he want to move?
Well, darling, you're not 17 anymore, you know.
What?
After all, you know, you can't help it. The early bloom has gone.
The early bloom may have gone, but the fruit is still ripe.
Very good. That's very good, dear. Very good, yes. Well, now, off you go, darling, and I'll do my accounts, eh?
You listen to me, Ted Ray. I could get off with lots of men.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you, dear, eh? Here we are.
Early bloom, indeed.
The number one account. McIntyre versus McIntyre.
Not 17 again.
Whereas the party of the first part...
A party tried to get off with me last week.
Oh, that was kind of him, dear. Now, where are we? Oh, yes. The franchise is granted.
Pardon?
Granted.
He was sort of walking behind me, and you know what he said I looked like?
24 square yards.
You know, you're just not listening. You're very lucky to have an understanding wife like me. You could have married someone else.
I know, dear. Betty Hutton.
Betty Hutton? You wouldn't last 5 minutes with Betty Hutton.
I know, dear, but think of those 5 minutes.
So now you regret marrying me.
I do not, Kitty. Now, who started this?
I did, because I trusted you so.
Well, that's very nice of you, dear. Now run along, please.
And remember, I didn't accept you the first time you proposed.
I know. You weren't there. Now run along, dear. You're keeping Humphrey Bogart waiting.
Ted, are you trying to get rid of me?
No, of course I'm not. I just want you to go to the pictures just to show I trust you.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. I trust you, too.
Thank you, dear.
Trust is a wonderful thing, Ted. You know, we trust each other like,
Truman and Stalin?
Well, bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye, darling. Have a good time. McIntyre, Curtis, thank you. Oh, Kitty.
Yes, Ted?
Before you go, darling, where's the sherry?
Sherry?
Mm.
Don't tell me you're going to sit home drinking sherry.
Oh, no, of course not. No. But you see, my new secretary, Frances, is coming round to help me.
Oh, so that's why you wanted to get rid of me.
Now, wait a minute, Kitty. This is strictly business.
Why, you bluebeard. I get it. You get me to go to the picture so that you can be alone with your secretary.
Now, Kitty, don't go off like that.
I'm not going off like anything. I'm staying here to think that I trusted you.
Kitty, you're jumping to conclusions.
Oh, am I? Well, I'll just wait till this hussy arrives. I'll bet she's a redhead.
No, no. As a matter of fact, Frances has fair hair.
Really?
Hmm.
When she gets here, I'll pull it out by its dark roots. I'll bet you've even noticed her legs, too.
Yes, yes, I have. Two legs, yes, two legs. Where do you think she comes from, the Isle of Man? And very accomplished, dear. Very, very accomplished. Tights with both hands.
Yes, well, just don't bother to arrange the cushions on the settee, because that's where I'll be sitting.
Now, look, Kitty.
You're too late. You've just been found out.
Oh, please go to the pictures, dear. Lose yourself with Humphrey.
Pictures? I'm going upstairs.
Women. Women. My dad was right. Oh, yes, he was. What did he say? Oh, woman, the enigma. When you understand, the woman is when... Oh, Dad knew what he was talking about.
Hello, Teddy boy. Bring up a new row, eh?
Another one like that, Nelson. I'll knock you right back amongst your pigeons.
Oh, Kitty looks upset. She called you Bluebeard. Oh, is it the keyhole?
I can see that. You've still got the key in your ear.
When are you going to open the sherry?
Now, listen, Rumble Tommy. Don't you ever think about anything but your stomach?
Why should I? It's my best friend. Doctor said I must take care of it.
Take care of it? You couldn't miss it. And another thing, go and get a haircut.
Well, I had a cut the other week.
Go to the hairdresser.
But, Teddy, I'm...
Nelson, barber.
Oh, all right. Keep your hair on.
Good luck, Nelson. Good luck. What a life. What with Nelson and a jealous wife. Now then, McIntyre. Oh, I'm tired of McIntyre. Kitty.
Well?
You look wonderful, dear. Evening dress, jewelry. Why, you've even got those false eyelashes on that you flap at the butcher.
You didn't know you had a pretty wife, did you?
But what's it all for, dear?
Your secretary. This is war, darling.
War.
She sits on that end of the settee and I sit on the other. And we'll soon see what's what.
All right, darling. All right. Sit down and make yourself comfortable.
Well, aren't you just a little bit worried?
Worried? Why should I be worried?
Well, if I was in your shoes, I would be.
I know, dear. I take eight and you take five.
Well, go on. There she is now. Answer the door.
All in good time, dear. All in good time. Now, first, let me straighten my tie. Now, darling, how do I look?
Revolting.
Good evening, Mr. Ray. Sorry I'm late.
Ted.
Yes, dear?
Would you mind explaining what this is all about?
Not at all. Meet my new secretary, dear, Mr. Francis Clark. The fastest male typist in the business. How are you?
We bring you melody from out of the sky, my brother and I.
Hello, everyone. This is Bob and Alf Pearson. Our melodies this week tell the story of the rain. I love the rhythm of the raindrops, to hear the pitter-pattering rhythm of the raindrops. While others skitter-scatter, I walk between the raindrops. I love the rhythm of the rain.
I met you underneath the raindrops. I was a lucky fella for underneath the raindrops. We shared the same umbrella and underneath the raindrops we learned the rhythm of the rain. Just like the rain can shower each flower with you, I await the hour to shower lots of love and kisses on you. So anytime you see the raindrops and hear the pitter-patter, come out and meet the raindrops, and we can love and chatter. It's great beneath the raindrops. You'll love the rhythm of the rain. Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain. I'm singing, just singing in the rain. The clouds were threatening all day. Tonight they finally gave way. As long as you let me stay, I don't care if it rains all night. And when I head for the door, you kiss me goodnight once more. And it continues to pour. I don't care if it rains all night. When I read the weather report, I gave it a double take. It said it's sure to rain for a week or more. What a lucky rain. I should have gone home, I know, 100 kisses ago. But with the lights turned down low, I don't care if it rains all night. I don't care if it rains all night.
And now we present Ted Reyes George, the man with a conscience.
George, my lad.
Yes, Mr. Rivers.
Why, come, you're looking well.
Thank you, Mr. Rivers.
Hey, you're looking younger every day.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Rivers.
I bet you enjoyed your school days.
Yes, sir, I did indeed.
Happiest days in your life, eh?
Yes, they were.
Good. You're going back.
That'll be nice.
Aye? Aye. The Bugle is starting a new feature. Children's point of view.
But I don't think...
We want some first-hand information, and I'm sending you down to St. Charlie's.
Oh, not St. Charlie's.
Aye.
That's the toughest school in the neighborhood. They play tiddlywinks with manhole covers. Not St. Charlie's.
Well, never mind. They got an attractive mistress there.
They have, sir?
I was once kissed by a school mistress.
Teacher?
Oh, I didn't have to. Get going. Go on.
Yes, sir. Conscience.
Hey, George.
Just look how Mr. Rivers has dressed me up. Look at this disguise. Green blazer, red stockings, and a blue cap.
You look like Richard Attenborough in the guinea pig.
Oh, and my legs are cold.
Well, when you see the teacher, raise your kneecap.
Oh, you're a big help. Oh, here comes the bus.
Well, stand it, Emily. Come along, son.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Any more fares, please?
Penny Child, please.
Penny Child? How old are you, son?
12.
12? You haven't half got bags under your eyes.
Can I help it if I worry?
Well, move along inside out.
Yes, Sonny.
Yes, old lady?
You come and sit on my knee.
Oh, no, thank you.
Go on, sit on her knee. She's a mother. She understands.
Oh, very well.
Yes, Johnny, is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Now, tell me, have you written to Father Christmas?
Yes, I did.
And what happened?
He wrote back and said if I could spare him a few bob, he'd be very happy.
This takes me back.
Yes.
I once had a little boy like you. Rockaboo baby on the treetop.
Hi, shut it up, Mother Brown. You're up in the bus.
When the wind blows.
Oh, oh, oh.
What's the matter? Am I hurting you?
Only when you get your knees up, Mother Brown.
I once had a little boy like you.
You did?
Yes. And when he was a little baby, I used to bath him in front of the fire. And then I used to rub some talcum powder on his back.
She wouldn't know the old place now.
Quiet. Quiet, Conscience. You'll give me away.
All tickets ready, please.
Blimey, the inspector.
Come on, you, Charlie McCarthy. Where's your ticket?
Here you are, sir.
What's this, a penny, Charles? A big hulk like you? Get off the bus, you're no schoolboy.
I am a schoolboy. I go to St. Charlie's. Look at me cap. I'm a Charlie.
Well, you're the biggest Charlie I've ever seen.
Well, here we are at St. Charlie's. And I'm glad I've got rid of that schoolboy outfit.
But don't waste time. Ring the bell for the caretaker.
Hello, what do you want?
Is the caretaker in?
He's stuck in the furnace.
But it's very important.
Well, what is it?
Can I see the headmaster?
Charlie!
Hello, what you want, Ingrid?
There's a geezer here wants to know if we can see the headmaster.
Not without a telescope, he's gone to Newmarket.
Here you are, he's gone to the races.
Gone to the races? What for?
Charlie!
Hello!
What's he gone to the races for?
Cause he's 10 quid out on the school fees.
But when will the headmaster be back?
Charlie!
Hello!
When will the headmaster be back?
When he's learned his lesson.
Come back, you should stop the boy.
What's going on here?
Oh, that funny boy. I just caught him putting the cat through the mangle.
What a stupid thing to do.
Yes, I told him. You'll never get it through head first.
Hey, wait a minute. Which class do you take?
Nature lovers.
Well, listen, I'm from the Bugle.
Well, found the last post and I left the dog out.
Who's in charge here?
Go in that room and ask the lady in there.
Mistress?
Well, she's been around.
Pardon me. Oh, a dancing class.
Oh, a man. Run away, girls, and take your belly skirts off.
Who are you, madam?
Crystal Jolly, mother, you go.
You're the dancing mistress, I take it.
Yes, I am. And I'll thank you to keep your big nose out of me dying swan.
Can you give me a few pointers about the school?
No, I can't.
Come on, dancing mistress.
Stop it.
Come on.
Oh, you've pushed me down on me laughing stand.
Come on, darling, tell me.
No, I won't. Stop it.
Come on.
Oh, me castanets are caught round me Roger de Cavalier.
Then will you tell me where I can find the schoolroom?
Oh, all right. Well, you go down the passage and it's the second on the left.
Thank you very much. By the way, did you ever teach in the schoolroom?
Yes, but not anymore.
Why?
Well, I had a few words with the inspector, and when I turned around and the class had gone, you soul bumped.
Well, here we are. This is the room. We're going in.
You mean you're going in?
Aren't you coming in with me?
No, not me. The kids in this school have no conscience at all.
How nice.
Oh, there you are.
Who, me?
Yes, you're the relief. About time you got here. Take over.
But listen, old man.
It's quite simple. Any girl caught eating apples, stand in the corner. Boys throwing ink pellets, 2 strokes of the cane.
I see, but listen.
Don't interrupt. And this is most important. if you catch any boys making catapults,
yes,
don't let the little girls stand up.
Hey! Hey, just a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going to take a refresher course of Boston.
Well, now, children, there's only one thing I can say.
Shut up, big gob.
Take that pipe out of your mouth when you're talking to me.
Oh, stop me. Stop me.
Ooh, I'll see your father tomorrow.
You'll see my father in 5 years' time. He's in Dartmoor.
Quiet, you. Now we'll take general knowledge. You there, little girl.
Hello.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
That's a nice name. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, Jennifer. When does an artist run the risk of catching a cold?
When he sits in his woolly vest and draws.
That's a clever girl.
Quite you. Now, I'll ask you another one.
Please, teacher, where do I come from?
Well, shall we all go out to play?
Where do I come from?
Well, why do you ask?
Because the little girl next to me says she comes from Liverpool, you see?
That's very good. Very good, Jennifer. An example to us all. Now then. Now, who was Henry VIII?
A dirty old man.
He was not. He was a good king. Not like some men in history. You take Martin Caulfield. He was a traitor and an informer. Ah, but like so many men, he talked and gave himself away. Now, why was he executed?
Because he couldn't keep his big gob shut.
For this week, boys and girls, how that old clock does go round. We'll be with you again next week when once more we'll help you to
raise a laugh, raise a laugh. Don't be like a passport photograph.
Gloomy days soon will pass. Come on, folks, raise up your glass
and raise a laugh.
You've been listening to Ted Ray and Raise a Lark with Kitty Blewett, Bob and Alf Pearson, the Bows and the Bells, Fred Yule, Peter Sellers, Patricia Hayes, and Leslie Perrins. The dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black. The program was written by Eddie McGuire and Ted Ray. Production by George Innes.